Five a day, another way to talk about love. Oops, I meant sex. In company of Marianne and Anna Maria and Doc Lovelace.
Welcome everybody to the new radio show of Optica Radio. Your company is Anna Maria and Marianne, a crazy Irish woman. Hello, how are you, Marianne?
Fine, thank you.
And in our company there is a very, very important member, that is Doc Lovelace. She will tell us everything we need to know about safe sex and much, much more. Hello, Doc.
Hello, everyone. Nice to meet you all.
Okay, so before starting everything, we try to get very hot, but before all, I want to tell you something about this show. This show is going to run every Wednesday from 5 to 7 on Optica Radio. It's a kind of talk show, so we will talk about sex, but in a funny way. At the same time, we will try to give you some useful information about to do everything safe and to enjoy it. But there will be lots of music, and especially our secret stuff from Marianne, right?
Oh, yes.
So, before starting, let's get hot. Which one is the first song we're going to play? The first song we're going to play is going to be something that is going to change your brain. Let's start it.
Let's make love tonight.
That was Sex Healing of Marvin Gaye. Okay, guys, let's go into the topics. What are we talking about today, Marianne? Okay, yeah, sex is the program, but what about? Our topic is our first time. I wish we did it for the first time. In different countries, everybody has a different average. For example, in Italy, many times it's very late, like 20 years old for men. What about Ireland?
Well, when I was growing up, I visited about 18. But in fact, I think it was a lot younger because we just didn't talk about it.
Okay, fantastic. In the case of Italy, instead, about female, we do it very soon. So it means that maybe we are really, really good in it, probably. So the average for girls is around 16 years old. But there are many countries like Brazil where the average is lower. And on the same times in England, the average is around 18, even if here having sex is more easier than in Italy. What do you think about that?
I think so, yes, yeah.
Okay, what time did you have sex the first time, Marianne?
I penetrative sex, I was 18, and that was after a party where we drank poutine.
So, okay, I did ask you what kind of sex it was. I was meaning penetration, not oral sex or whatever, yeah. What about you, Doc Lovelace?
I was 14, I was at a party, and I was very, very drunk.
Fantastic. I don't tell you what age I had it or you're going to faint on the fucking table, I think. Okay, at this point, maybe we can read some of the percentage about the country and what time they have sex for the first time, at what age especially. Or maybe let's go back to what country is having sex quickly every day. In the first is the Greece. 87% of people are having sex every single day of the week. What on the second?
Brazil, 82%. And Russia, 80%.
It looks the Russian people, if they're cold, they're very hot.
And China, 78%. But I thought they'd be really busy. Working.
Okay, we're in the very bottom of our top 10. No, 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 no.
Japan, and they are busy working.
Yeah, exactly. They are really busy working. And before Japan, there are United States. Maybe they are too busy watching porno than making them. Anyway, let's go on with another song. Which one are we gonna play now? I think it's Sex on Fire.
Open, there is a pain.
Which one is the most common place to have sex outside the bed? Apparently, 370,000 people from 41 countries took part in the world's largest ever survey about this. So, officially, is Greece the one that is the sexiest, as we said, country, and they have sex everywhere. So the most common place for adults to have sex outside the bed is obviously the car with the 50%. That is followed by toilets, 39%, parents' bedroom, 36%, and the park, 31%. What about, what else, Marianne?
15% of people have sex at work, with 1 in 10 saying they've had sex at school, and 2 have joined the Mile High Club. Lucky you. Just over 34% of 16 to 20-year-olds favour the car, compared to 69% of 45 to 55-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on in my country, Italy? Apparently, more than 8 in 10 Italians, that it means 82%, have had sex in the car. Hoo-hoo, it happened to me as well. I find it horrible. While the Australians, on the other side of the world, the top league for them is having sex in the park, 54%. What about American and Canadians, Sam? Oh, she faint. She can't believe it.
Oh, the Americans and Canadians lead the way for favouring sex in front of a camera, both 21%, while 22% of Turks have indulged in extracurricular activities at school.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a place having sex in front of the camera. It doesn't mean that you are outside the bedroom.
Well, you can have cameras in the bedroom or outside the bedroom, on the ceiling, on the floor, anywhere. We have CCTV everywhere.
Exactly, especially London. So we want to ask you, to our audience, what place did you have sex, the weirdest place you ever have sex in your life? What was your first place, or better, the weirdest place you had sex, Marianne?
Okay. There's too many to mention.
Okay, just say one then.
The toilet?
Oh, this is not weird. This, come on, I used to do in the toilet every single day, especially on train.
Sand dunes?
What is a sand dunes?
On the beach, on the sand.
Oh, okay. Okay, come on, tell me something better.
Swinging out of a chandelier?
Okay, okay, it's fine. What about Doc Lovelace? What place, the weirdest one you had sex?
Probably, I would say, just by the River Thames, with people watching.
Fantastic, this is great, especially because it's one of the dirtiest places to have sex, and I think you can take lots of disease. This is the woman that was supposed to tell us how to avoid disease.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. Don't worry about that, what you were saying.
Yeah, I've learned it the hard way.
Okay, the harder the better at this point.
Well, I hope it's not soft.
Okay, we're getting on the wrong side. So at this point, let's talk about you people that listen to us. If you want to chat with us, you can do it on Skype. Go on our website and just start chatting with us. If you want to try and call us and have a say, you can do the same. On Skype, but you have to add us as a friend. In the meantime, let's listen to another song and just let us know which one was the weirdest place you ever had sex. So we're back again. That was a very famous one, Je T'aime. And now is a serious moment, I hope so. We're trying too. So it's the moment of sexual information. With us, Doc Lovelace. She's always with us anyway. Okay, so let's start talking about the most common sexual transmitted disease. What is about? Can you talk us about chlamydia? What is it?
One of the most common and fastest growing sexually transmitted disease in UK especially. But it's the same in the rest of Europe. It's caused by a bacterium called Chlamydia trachomatis. Unfortunately, many people, particularly females, have no symptoms at all. Where symptoms do occur, they might include pain in passing urine and in discharge. They usually appear approximately 7 to 21 days after infection. Chlamydia can also cause a form of conjunctivitis in adults, so be careful about that. Be careful about all these signs. Also, this eye infection might occur in newborn babies of mothers who have chlamydia. So get tested.
So, where should we go if we feel any of these symptoms?
Okay, you need to, talking about UK, you can check the NHS website, which is nhs.uk, and where you can find where the directory. We show you where the nearest GUM clinics are. GUM stands for genital urinary medicines, and there you can get tests, and in case the test is positive, you can get treatment. Or you can go to sexual health clinics by your GP.
Okay, so let's go on with another terrible disease. Unfortunately, those diseases are very common in England, especially, where sex with strangers are really, really happen very often, but in Italy as well. So don't forget to use the condom, because I think it's the better way to avoid this kind of disease. But let's go to the other one, that is called gonorrhea. What about that? What kind of disease that? What kind of symptom does it give?
Gonorrhea is caused by bacterium, and it grows very quickly in the moist, warm areas of the body, such as the cervix, the urethra, the mouth, or the rectum. The cervix is the most common site of infection in women. However, the disease can spread to the fallopian tubes and other internal organs, causing inflammatory diseases.
And Doc Lovelace, how can we get it? Can we get like gonorrhea just having sex with penetration? There is another way to get it.
No. You can get it just with contact with genitals. In fact, it's not common. It's not uncommon to get gonorrhea in your throat.
Okay, so it means that if I do like oral sex, I can get gonorrhea.
Yes, certainly. In fact, you need to check for the signs, which are regular discharges.
Okay, then before going on with the rest of this terrible top 10 of disease, let's go on and have a break with another song.
Oh, no, you. Not like that. am I in? Tell me your fears. Are you scared? Tell me your stories. I'm not afraid of who you are.
Boasting the longest amount of time during sexual intercourse, of course, is Brazil, at 30 minutes. The US, Canada and the UK follow with 28, 23 and 21 minutes, respectively. The quickest sex in the world takes place in Thailand, with 10 minutes, and Russia at 12 minutes.
Wow, there are people complaining about 5 minutes long. So I'm surprised. I think I'm going to move soon in the 30 minutes country. It will be very great. That's why Brazilian people are so famous. What about instead people between the age of 16 and 45 years old? The most activist country is Russia, even if we know that is not true because we know that is Greece. And then we have USA and France. That is quite weird because, you know, we took papers from internet, so we were comparing them. So we don't really know who is the more active one, but we think that the Greece is still in the first time.
And modern contraception is most frequently used in China, Australia, Canada, Brazil, and Western Europe, but least in Central Africa and Afghanistan. Condoms use is highest in Thailand, with 82% of people claiming to always use a condom.
Mm-hmm.
We all should.
Yeah, that is what really important. Don't take the example of Doc Lovelace that goes on the Thames to have sex. Don't go on the Tevere in Rome, or don't go wherever, because it's very, very dangerous.
I was inside the Thames. I was on the banks, just by the Thames.
Yeah, this different. Is the way to say. Yeah, now before you were under the bridge, now you are on the bridge. I don't know which one is worse. Anyway, I had once on the bridge in the Tevere, so it was quite funny anyway, because people were just running up and down in Trastevere. Anyway, let's have another little break and go back with Doc Lovelace after the break.
Optical Radio.
Yeah.
Here we are again. That was Marilyn Manson with Tainted Love. That means sick love. That's why we're going back to Doc Lovelace.
And we're coming back to the sexually transmitted diseases. And we're on the third one now. Here's Doc Lovelace.
Third? I can tell you're Irish.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay, so we're on to genital herpes. You want to know what it is? Genital herpes is a highly contagious viral condition caused by herpes simplex virus, which is HSV.
So what kind of symptom do we have when we get it?
The chief symptom is an outbreak of small blisters, and these can be very, very, very painful.
And how can we get it?
It's transmitted primarily through physical and sexual contact. During birth, the presence of herpes simplex in the birth canal is a threat to the infant's life. So you need, again, get tested if in doubt and get treatment for it.
Okay, what next? It's one of the worst, I think, especially in Africa.
I believe it's HIV and AIDS, Dr. Lovelace.
Yeah, here we are. Yeah, talking about HIV. HIV stands for human immunodeficiency virus. Some people who's HIV positive will go on to develop AIDS. HIV invades and destroys the immune systems. So if you get it, you get onto the AIDS, you might die from simple and usually very treatable conditions like colds, flus.
So, guys, it's very, very important when you have sex. You can have sex with whoever you like, but just use contraception. So in the next one, we're going to talk to contraception and how to avoid disease. At the moment, I think it's better if we stop here with all the disease and we give space to another song. So let's go with another song.
Blow it.
Go on.
You're so fine.
You're so fine.
You feel
And that was the sexiest singer of ever. That is Prince. I don't know where he's disappeared now. And that was the marvelous Scream song. So let's go on the weird side. What is it about, Marianne?
Well, one of the weirdest stories I've heard is about the masturbation thong. I think it was to raise money for AIDS, but I think Dr. Lovelace should know more about that than me.
Yes, in fact it is. It all started in 1999 by the sexy shop in San Francisco. People would raise money by masturbating, actually. And then the first event in Europe, full masturbation event in Europe, was held in London in 2006.
So how does it work? People, they just meet in a place and they just start masturbating each other, or you masturbate yourself and that's it?
No, I think you can you can do both, but it's more for self-loving, raising awareness of self-loving and get rid of all taboos surrounding it.
So I read somewhere that many people, they use different toys during this kind of, because there is a price, or better, there are many prices. So there was the weirdest masturbation, the longest masturbation.
Yeah, you got many, let's say, awards. For example, we got in 2009 in San Francisco, this guy masturbated for, listen, 9 hours and 58 minutes.
We're home with you, boy.
So he got an award for it, and I think he actually deserves it.
Okay. I normally masturbate 4 times a day, and I thought it was, you know, abnormal. Now I know I'm totally normal. How many times a day do you masturbate, Marianne?
I never stop.
That's why I can see your background moving now. It's your vibrator.
I'm out of batteries.
Oh my God, what about you, Doc Lovelace? Is masturbation okay for us?
Oh, of course. It can always be beneficial to you. Do it as many times as you want. And you know it's safe and fun.
It's safe. It depends what you use for masturbate itself. It depends from the point of view.
Of course, you need to make your own judgment about it. If you like self-inflicting injuries on your genitals.
So don't use open bottles, I mean. By the way, it's very important to masturbate each other or yourself, because you can learn more about yourself and the pleasure. Isn't it, Anne?
Yes, it releases chemicals that help you sleep. But just don't use an electric drill. It doesn't work.
Obviously, no. I tried once and I have some problem now in walking. You can tell that. So let's go to the next song, and then maybe we can go back to some disease just to let people know how to avoid it and what they are.
I want to piss on you. I want to piss on you. You ain't shit to me, 'cause I'm better than you. I want to shit on you and rape your little sister too. I wanna piss on you, my back up has a yearning too. I wanna piss on you, I wanna piss on you. Shit in your mouth, piss on you, fill your mouth with super glue. My glands can't hold it in, I got an awful yen. Wanna pull it out again, and you're an aid on everyone. Piss on you, fill your mouth with super glue. I piss on you and sister too. I wanna rape that bitch.
what better than Gigi Allin, I Wanna Piss On You. Okay, let's go back to the this year's sexual disease. So, Mrs. Doc Lovelace, what about genital warts? What is it?
Warts, or the medical term is condylomata acuminata, are caused by the human papilloma virus.
So, how can we understand that we got this infection?
Okay, many months can pass from the time of infection to the actual development warts. So it might be very difficult to determine who you got them from. So you need to contact all your former lovers.
Which kind of complications can it make?
Yeah, it's actually quite dangerous because it's linked to the cervical cancer. And recently, research has shown that other cancer could be linked to the human papilloma virus and genital warts, such as throat and anus cancer. So it's a serious stuff, guys.
So let's go to another one that we all know, that is syphilis.
Syphilis, people used to die because of it. It's a very, very serious disease. Now it's completely treatable if you get it on time. And it's passed on by intercourse and by any other form of sexual interaction, so not just by penetration.
What kind of symptom do we have?
The symptoms appear between 9 and 90 days after exposure to the germ that's called it, which is called, if you're interested, Treponema pallidum. Small lumps develop at the infection site, and this soon will break down to form a painless ulcer. Later, there is a second stage, which is characterized by fever, rashes, and throat ulcers, and eventually a tertiary stage, which might affect the brain, the spinal cord, and other organs.
Anyway, so it's one of the worst ones. In the past, prostitutes used to get it, but now it's spread everywhere, so it's very easy for us to get it, unfortunately. Which one is the best way to cover ourselves?
Again, the only sure way to be sure to practice safe sex in terms of STDs is by using condoms, either female or male condoms.
So at this point, how to get a female condoms or to get a male condoms, you should know already. Just go to a pharmacy or speak to your GP, and he will just suggest it to you how to get there. In England, it's very useful because you can have them for free. In Italy, you have to go to pharmacy and buy it by yourself. But if you go to a consultorio, you could have, if you're under 21, for free. So let's have another break. I go back to Doc Lovelace soon.
Where's all my soul, sisters? Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow.
Optical radio.
Let them know we bout that cake straight out the gate. Looking to women, some mistake us for whores. I'm saying, why spend mine when I can spend yours? Disagree? Well, that's you, and I'm sorry. I'ma keep playing these cats out like tar. High heel shoes, getting love from the dudes. Four badass chicks from the Moulin Rouge.
Hey, sisters, soul sisters. Better get that dough, sisters.
We try
drink wine with diamonds in the glass by the case, the meaning of expensive taste.
You want an inchi, yeah. I'm a mocha chocolata.
What?
Rio Lady Mamula.
Rose, Lady Marmalade, Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Let's go on, Marianne.
Well, I've got a great one here. It's called Women's Hysteria.
What is it?
How it goes is, female hysteria was a once common medical diagnosis made exclusively in women. Women considered to be suffering from the hysteria exhibit a wide array of symptoms, including faintness, nervousness, insomnia, muscle spasm, shortness of breath, irritability, loss of appetite for food or sex, and a tendency to cause trouble. What's new? The diagnosis and treatment for this disorder was quite baffling. I think it's great. Let's hear it. Here we go. Since ancient times, women considered to be suffering from hysteria would undergo a pelvic massage. A pelvic massage was a manual stimulation of the genitals by the doctor until the patients experienced a hysterical climax. We assume there were lots of giggles.
Yeah. I want to wear an hysteria and have somebody come for free to make a pelvic massage on me as
me
well.
Me too.
Yeah, so, you know what? The strange stuff is that it's reported that on the second century, many of sexual deprivation were going on and there were many, many, many pelvic massages made, especially on nuns, listen, widows, virgins, and occasionally married women. So it means that it was quite normal to be masturbated at that time, even if it was a quite legal stuff. But because of this hysteria, there was a very important new electronical stuff that was invented. What was it, Anne? Marianne, I mean. Okay, I tell you, I know you weren't prepared. It's the vibrator, 19th century. It was invented because of this problem, hysteria, women hysteria. That's how it starts. So it was more common to find it in a supermarket than any electrical supplement at that time, in USA and in England especially. But after a while, the doctor, they start saying that this kind of hysteria was much, much better to be cured by them. So I think they were missing the, you know, the massage.
I love this bit as well. The cases of hysteria ended up being quite profitable for physicians. Profitable for physicians.
What do you want to say?
Since the patients.
What is it?
I'll try again. Since the patients were not at risk of death, but needed constant pelvic massage treatment.
So, woman, if you get hysterical, you know how to treat yourself, or ask somebody you know to treat yourself in that way. Let's go for another one. We will be back with another weird story.
Optical Radio.
Here she comes. You better watch your step. She's gone to break your heart in two. It's true. Clan, 'cause everybody knows the thing she does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks, hear the way she talks. You're written in her book. Little more, she's from the street. Before you start, you're already beat. She's gone to play you for a fool. Yes, it's true, 'cause everybody knows the thing she does to please. Just a little tease. See the way she walks, hear the way she talks. 'Cause everybody knows the thing she does to please. She's just a little tease.
They were Velvet Underground, Femme Fatale. I hope you're enjoying the music, because this one is more a music show with some weird story around and that's saying a lot of bullshit. But many of the things we are saying, even if we are laughing, they are serious, especially about the sexual disease. So let's go on with the weird side, so with a funny story. About the funny story, it's about how many times people go on Google and Google sex unit. Apparently, the pornographic stuff is the more interested stuff for people on the web, so the percentage is very high. And what about pornographic stuff, Marianne? Did you find it again?
Sorry, I'm having difficulty with my computer.
Okay, doesn't matter. So what I was telling you about is like this kind of business, that is the porno business, is a multimillionaire business. So many of the porno actresses, they are really, really rich. One of the famous ones for us was Cicciolina. And we have another news about Cicciolina that is coming later. And then we had many of famous DVD stuff. But anyway, if you think about how many pornographic DVD you used to sell before, they were like around 3,000 copies a month. That is worldwide, obviously. That is a big amount. But now, thanks to the internet, you can go and download them as or see them straight. Anyway, the traffic on the porno side is very, very high. Are you back again with me, Marianne? Or are you still in there having sex with your vibrator?
No. I'm back. And no, it's turned off now. I'm just looking with the gender of who actually goes on pornography sites. 72% of visitors to adult websites are men. A recent study suggested that 20% of all men across access porn at work, while 13% of women view porn while at work. 10% of these males suggested that they were struggling with the porn addiction, while 70% of the females commented on having an uncontrollable impulse to watch internet porn. In recent years, many international governments have begun censoring internet activity. There are several countries in the world where internet porn is banned, including China, India, Iraq, Cuba, Malaysia, Indonesia, United Emirates, Singapore, Kenya, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt. However, new developments in hand held technologies has allocated people in these areas of the world to access internet porn.
Haha, it sounds like people really enjoy sex. So maybe it's the only thing that is for free is legal and you can still enjoy it till you do it in a proper way. So any abuse, we don't agree with that. In this moment, I'm thinking that let's have a little bit of music and coming back with the good news that one of our listeners is giving us.
Optical Radio.
Sex and cocks and rock and roll. The robot brain and what it needs. Sex and cocks and rock and roll. There are silly ways, or float about the window. The wisdom of your ways, of the near and I know. Lots of other ways, what a jolly notion. If all you ever do is business you don't like. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Every bit of clothing will make you pretty. You can cut the clothing. Why it's such a pity. I should wear the clothing of Mr. Wolverine. See my tailor in school, Simon. I know it's going to. Here's a little bit of advice, you're quite welcome, it is free. Don't do nothing that is cut price, you know what they'll make you do. They will try their tricky device, trap you with the ordinary. Get your teeth into a small slice, pay for liberty. Thank you.
That was Ian Drury, the wonderful Ian Drury and the Blockheads. Now, I do have to let you know something. We are actually broadcasting from an old police station. And you're not going to believe this, but we're actually broadcasting from a cell in the police station. So all the equipment is in here, and we're practically climbing over each other to get access to different computers. So we're having great fun. So if we don't sound that great, that's the reason why. Back over to my favourite person, Anna Maria, the Italian stallion.
Yeah, I have to say, I don't really feel comfy to go have a pee in a cell. I don't feel comfy at all to be in a police station, because it's now something that have to do with artists. I feel very comfy because we are making radio, so it's not a police station anymore, but it's somewhere where we can say whatever we want. So I just have something very cool from our listener, that is MaxBill328. He just sent us a link of a very interesting museum in Prague. This museum is called Sex Machine Museum. That is an exposition of mechanical erotic appliance, and the purpose of which is to bring pleasure and allow extraordinary and unusual position during the intercourse. So, you know, if you go there, you will have a tour between more than 200 objects and mechanical appliance for your pleasure of yourself and your partner. So if you want to know more about this museum in Prague, just go and link on www.sexmachinemuseum.com/and, okay, English if you want, there are many, that's it. So let's say thank to our good listener, MaxBill328, and let's go on with the weirdest story. What about now? Is the donkey punch? Do you know anything about Diane, Mary, Anne?
Yes, George.
Okay, I feel I'm hungry at this point. Okay, if you know anything, give your help. I think you practice, because I know you're a weird woman. Maybe the French belt is a kind of weird practice while you're having sex. Normally when you're having sex from the back. So what is happening that your partner, that is in your back, is going to punch you while you're reaching the orgasm, or is reaching or her reaching the orgasms, or your neck. So the practice is punching somebody on his neck. That I find it horrible, really horrible and dirty. I don't understand what kind of, you know, satisfactory you can have on it.
Have you tried it?
Never. I think if somebody tried to punch me, I'm going to kick his ass.
I think it sounds dangerous. It sounds like a rabbit punch to the back of the neck where you can't breathe, which is probably the same thing as being strangled.
Yeah, it's very close to it. That's where it comes from the rabbit one, and then they develop it, and the donkey one.
Yeah, Dr. Lovelace don't recommend it.
Absolutely no. And if you want to know, there is a story about a famous porno actress that she agreed many years ago to do a scene in a porno movie about this donkey punch. And then she sued the filmmaker because she said that she didn't understand that it was so hurting.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. It sounds really great unless you really, really know what you're doing.
Yeah, Marianne, did it happen to you while you were having sex that somebody ever tried to do something weird, like strangulating or something like that?
No, people just like to try and strangle me when I'm not having sex.
Okay, you know what? People tried to strangulate me once, and I just opened wide my eyes like, what the fuck you doing? And then I discovered, speaking with some friends of mine, there are many girls that love this kind of practice.
No, it's not uncommon.
Yeah, but I thought it was especially for men, because I know they have some stuff around their necks.
No, I know somebody who actually likes getting hold of somebody, men's ties, and tying them and pulling them really tight up in the air while she's doing other things too.
Oh my God, don't want to know about that. I don't think people want to know about that. Anyway, let's send a kiss to Max that is listening with us, and maybe Belinda is around the table, and the other Palumbo is around there, and to Chich as well. Let's go on with another song. It was our friend.
Years gone by and still
That was Tracy Chapman, the old song. So let's go back with the story. In this case, we are with a very strange story about Italy, obviously. Where, if not in Italy, we can have strange people in the parliament. Yeah, and we got a porno star in the past, and this porno star was called Ilona Staller, or better, Cicciolina. Do you know anything about it, Doc Loveless? So she was part of the Party of Love, and everything she was saying around was she was trying to aim was love and freedom of sex for everybody. And she was famous because she was taking her speech with her breast out, or maybe it's better saying boobs. So now we have Berlusconi. I don't think it changed that much. At least we still have escorts in the parliament. It was much, much better Cicciolina because she was what she was and she didn't change. But it's a very strange stuff because she asked to Saddam Hussein to have sex, try to save people from the war, isn't it?
With Osama bin Laden in 2006.
So she tried to convince this leader, Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein, to have sex with her to avoid a war. It didn't happen, obviously.
Or to release foreign prisoners.
Yeah, to release foreign prisoners. Anyway, she is not in the business of porno anymore, but while she was making the parliamentary, she was in parliament, sorry, she was a porno star at the same time. So it's not surprising that it happened in Italy. Let's go for another song and waiting for Marianne, she went to have a cigarette while we are having the show.
Questo è il tuo spago.
like a problem of translation between Italian and Irish. Go on, Marianne. Did you enjoy your fag?
Oh, thank you, Anna Maria. I'm so pleased you mentioned that I smoke. And in this confined space, with you round, I'd need to be smoking. But we're going on now to contraception, and we have Dr. Lovelace, who is going to tell you all about various different forms of contraception.
Okay, so in UK and in
everywhere, I think,
yeah, and most of the UK. Other European countries, there is a vast range of contraceptives you can choose from. They are divided into four main groups.
Okay, so we know that there are short-term hormonal contraceptive. I had this word, it's very hard to be pronounced, especially for me. Short-term, non-normal. What does it mean? What difference between them?
Short-term hormonal and hormonal. Hormonal means that there are hormones involved. That you will be taken, your body will be absorbing hormones from one of these contraceptives.
That is like the pill.
The pill, for example, the combined pill, or the pill, or the intrauterine device.
So, for example, because, you know, I'm very ignorant on it. I always use the condom in my life. What did you use, Marianne, like contraceptive? Did you ever use any of those?
Yes, I use the pill, I use the mini pill, I use the condoms, I use the rhythm method, which is the one where you actually don't use contraception, it's the natural method.
You use everything, Marianne.
Ah, yes, but the diaphragm is...
Sorry.
The diaphragm is quite interesting, because if you get holes in your diaphragm, what you can do is, you can put it under your plant. If you have a plant that's hanging up, put soil in it, and it is absolutely wonderful.
For
your plant
what?
Will grow. If you put it in the bottom of the plant pot, and it's a hanging one, it actually lets the water go through, but it really, really is good for your helping your plant to grow.
Okay,
but
okay,
that's just...
May I say something? I don't know why. No. I don't know why. I have a strange doubt. I think somebody tried to hide this strange stuff in the plant and then discovered it by mistake, isn't it?
I'm sure they did, but it wasn't me.
So anyway, let's go on. How do the pills work, Dr. Lovelace?
So we got two different kind of pills. We got the combined pill, which is a tablet containing two hormones, estrogen and progesterone, which are the two main hormones that are involved in reproduction. How does it work? It works by mainly preventing the egg being released by the ovaries each month.
Okay, and the efficacy? Because, you know,
it's used correctly, it's very effective. It's 99% or more.
Okay, so let's go to the other one, that is the progesterone. For me, it's too hard to pronounce. I'm Italian, come on.
progesterone-only pill, which is used to be called the mini pill. It only contains progesterone, and there are two types available. One, it works mainly by preventing an egg release. The other, type 2, mainly by preventing sperm entering the womb by thickening the womb lining. It's very efficient. Both of them are very efficient. They got between a 96 and 99% of, efficacy when used correctly.
And Dr. Lovelace, what about the contraceptive patch? How does that work?
The patch is a 5x5 centimeters patch, which you place on your upper arms or on your shoulder blades or on your hips, and it contains both estrogen and progesterone. It's different from the combined pill and the progesterone pill, because you just need to change it once a week.
And are there any disadvantages to it?
Yeah, it might be seen on skin, because, as I said, you applied it on shoulders, backs or hips. It's not suitable for women with conditions such as high blood pressure and DVT, which is deep vein thrombosis. And it's not suitable for women over 35 who smoke. So for all the listeners who's got these conditions, who are over 35 and smokers, better choose something else.
And then how often do you wear it? Do you wear it for the full cycle of the month or less?
No, you have to change it weekly and for 3 weeks a month. On that week where you don't use the patch, you should be expecting your period.
And with that, we're back to a bit of music. Here we go.
Everything like this is mine.
Summer days are gone too soon. You shoot the moon and miss completely. And now you're left to smell sweetly of all the flowers you plucked, and finally you knew the reason why you had to each be lonely. Was it just the season? All when the snows come rolling through, you're rolling too with some new lover. Will you think of times you told me that you
tell you about the FFF. It's a non-profit environmental agency. The group was founded in Norway by Leona Johnson and Tommy Hall Elling.
Okay, calm down. This is Irish, I understand why. She just had some glass of wine. It's not Guinness. Okay, Anne, what the FFF is?
And the goal of the FFF is to raise money for rescuing the world's rainforests. They accomplished this by selling pornography materials and staging public sex outings. The organisation at one time even received funding from the government of Norway. The FF ran into some legal trouble in 2004 with two group members had sex on stage during a Quart Festival concert. The couple performed the act during the set of a Norwegian singer, Christopher Shankshu, and his band. For this reason, the FFF moved their organisation headquarters to Berlin, Germany. During their first year of operation, the FFF was able to raise more than $100,000 towards forest protection, with the majority of the money coming from donations and paid memberships. Currently, the FFF is working towards helping indigenous communities in Costa Rica and Brazil and the Amazonian rainforests. The practices of the FFF are considered unusual and highly sexual. Their slogan is, by showing the beauty of natural love, nudity and sex, we wish to direct attention to any collected money for the... money to the earth-threatened nature.
Okay, in two words, what the FFF is, that was the one of the weirdest story, is a no-profit agency, and they work especially for forests, Amazon forests, or environment reason or issue. So what they do, how they raise money, especially with porno material or having sex during in public. That's why they had problem in the past, and they move to Berlin in Germany, but before they had money from the Norway government. What do you want to say, Marianne?
I think it should be called Forest Fucking Funding. FFF.
Maybe they could. But anyway, it's a very good stuff because they raise money and they do sex for doing it. So in some way, pornographic business for this time is not just, a business for a few rich people, but it's a business for help the environment to grow and be healthy. So people, let's go and have a look on internet about this FFF no-profit agency. Let's go home with another song and go back to Doc Lovelace later.
Optical Radio.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Millionaire, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve. Thick, heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me, me. Look at the windy seas with young fun, hopping on the pop of me, leaning on the pop of me. Oh, she looks so good. Oh, she looks so fine. And I got this crazy feeling, and then I'm gonna make a mind. Oh, put my spell on her. Here she comes.
Okay, back again, and my Marianne, Irish French, desert me again. So it's just me and Doc Loveless and our technician that today doesn't want to speak that much. I think he's stressed a lot. No, I'm joking, he's having good wine then. Okay, Doc Loveless, are you there?
Oh yeah, here I am.
So we're gonna talk again about contraceptive, horrible word for me to be pronounced, and the last one, non-hormonal or hormonal. What we were talking about, just forgot.
We were talking about short-term hormonal contraceptives.
Okay, so the last of the hormonal one is the contraceptive ring. Can you tell us about a little bit about it? How does it work?
Yeah, what it is? It is a flexible ring which is placed inside the vagina. It's self-inserted, so you don't need to go and see a GP or a nurse to get it implanted. And it contains both progestogen and a very, very low dose of estrogen.
Okay, tell us the advantages of it.
The advantage is it only needs to be replaced once a month, so you don't need to remember to take it like daily pills or to change it like a weekly patch. And it won't be affected in case of vomiting or diarrhea like the pills we had before. And as I said, it's self-inserted, so you don't need to go and see a GP or a trained nurse.
Okay, so let's go on the other side. What about the disadvantages, the negative side?
You need to learn how to insert it, but it's a friend of mine use it. Actually, a few friends of mine use it, and they say it's quite, you know, comfortable. And it's, again, because of the estrogen it contains, it's not suitable for women with conditions such as high blood pressures, or DVT, or other cardiovascular ailments. And again, it's not suitable for women over 35 who smoke.
Okay, even if I know lots of people that don't really look after this kind of stuff, that you should be aware when you're using contraceptive, if they're working, if you smoke. So you should stop smoking, or you just decide to use something else if you know that maybe it's not working if you smoke. But I want to ask you about this ring, how it works exactly, and the efficacy.
It's very effective, again, if it's used correctly, because all these contraceptives are well and good if you use them as prescribed by your doctor or as per the instructions. So it's very effective. It's got 99% or more of efficacy. And it works because of the progestogen and the estrogen it contains. It works by mainly preventing the egg to be released by the ovaries.
And what about the short-term non-hormonal contraceptions?
Okay, we are...
Condoms?
So, yeah, we'll be talking about condoms now, both male and female. What are they? They are barrier methods. It means that they prevent the sperm from meeting an egg once it is released by the ovaries. As we said, there are both male and female condoms.
And I think most people know quite a lot about condoms. Hopefully they do anyway. And there's another one, the diaphragm pack?
No, but before going to the diaphragm, because many people know the condoms, but maybe there are teenagers listening to us and they don't even know how it works. So our male should wear a condom, and especially what is the female condom?
Okay, so a male should wear a condom by squeezing the air at the top, of the top of the condom, and... rolling it down on an erected penis till the base of it. You can use it with lubricants. Be careful to use latex-resistant lubricants. And that's it. And it can actually be quite pleasurable for the man to use a lubricant both inside and outside of the condom.
There are many, many condoms, many types, so you can have for oral sex, because don't forget, people, you can get disease even having oral sex. So you can have different tastes, like strawberry, chocolate, or you can have stimulating condoms with balls and vibrating stuff, and I think my friend here, she knows them perfectly. No,
I'm sorry, I'm just laughing, because you seem to know so much about them.
It means that have safe sex. So, guys, let's try to have an encyclopedia like I do about condoms. It will be much, much easier and for sure more pleasure.
Yeah, and as I said, condoms, both male and females, are the only safe way not to get STDs, sexually transmitted diseases. It's the only way you can avoid them.
May I ask you another thing, Dr. Lovelace? What about the female condoms? Is it easy to find them in the shop, in Booth, for example? And is it easy to put inside the vagina? Because it looks like a terrible stuff watch on the internet.
It's something you need to learn how to use. Yeah, you can find it easily, but not as easily as the male condom. Again, you should check the if you are in the UK, you should check the NHS website, which is very, very, very good, to check what clinics or what family plannings clinics have them. So the female condoms, yeah, you need to practice with it. How does it look like? It's got like a small ring which goes inside of the vagina, right at the top near the cervix, and then you need to roll it down where this other bigger ring, wider ring, will go just outside of your labia. You need to be careful because one of the risks is that the penis might push it aside and so not be obviously effective.
And now we have our next song. Here we go. Hi, we're back in our little cell. Now, Dr. Lovelace, we didn't actually ask what the advantages of the condom were.
Okay, so advantages. It, as we said many times today, it provides actual protection against STDs and STIs, that stands for sexually transmitted infections and sexually transmitted diseases, and you avoid hormones, taking hormones with it.
And the disadvantages?
Putting them on can involve interruption of intercourse, which is can be quite annoying. We all know it. And then the male condom can split or rupture. It happened to me many times. And the female condom, as I said before, if you don't insert correctly, can be pushed aside by the penis.
And have you ever used the female condom?
I haven't. I've seen them, I've touched them, I was horrified by them, I decided.
Okay, girl, that wasn't the way to talk about it, but anyway, is Doc Lovelace still the same that goes on the Thames and have sex and the fucking shit? So listen to what she said, but don't listen to everything she had. Hard ones, the female condoms, is not that hard to put in your vagina. The only thing that is not very easy to find in the shop. But still in UK, you can find it easily. Okay, I'm going away.
Okay, you're going out for a cigarette, are you? Another glass of wine? Sorry, yes, here we are. Back to Dr. Lovelace. What about the diaphragm and cap?
Diaphragm and cap. Again, it's a barrier method, which is made of latex, which is fit inside the vagina to cover the cervix. Different from the condoms because it has to be inserted by a GP or a nurse.
Okay, she said that is not true. So how did you put it in your vagina, Marianne?
I used to use it. It actually needs to be used with a spermicide cream or jelly, and you insert it yourself, but you've got to make sure it's inserted properly. It's been around a very, very long time.
Okay, I think because it was very long time ago.
There's and no instructions all, with it.
It was illegal for sure because you were in Ireland. And third of all, because you're totally mad. That's why. For sure you bought somewhere under the bridge illegally and you do it by yourself. And then you put in your plants and you discover that it's very good for making plants growing, isn't it?
Ah, but it's how it works. It keeps the sperm from joining the egg by blocking the opening of the uterus, and the spermicide immobilizes the sperm. And the efficiency is 92 to 96%, which I'm sure is better than the pill.
Really? They said the pill is 99%. But anyway, I don't like hormones. So what do you... If you can't say, just because you said that you try all of them, which one is better in your opinion?
A hysterectomy. And a
condom.
That's
very permanent, though.
Okay, girls or guys, whoever the age you are, don't listen to those 2 months. I was open to do a normal show, but I think there's no possibility to do it. So I think we're running the time now. And after having, I'm sure you prefer the diaphragm. You can do lots of stuff. You can even drink coffee in it. Let's go for another song, and then let's come back for the last 10 minutes with us.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Cause I speak of the pompous of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play
music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. Get my lovin' on the run. Music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. I'm right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did see. Really love your peaches, wanna shake your tree.
I don't need you anymore.
Okay, so you miss lots of interesting stuff here. Doc Lovelace and Mary Ann, our Irish mad, they were just rolling on the floor fighting for this stuff, for the diaphragm issue. So on one side we have, and we are on a ring now, it's a boxing match, we have Doc Lovelace said that you need to go to a GP for putting it inside your vagina. On the other corner we have our Mary Ann, she's Irish, she's gypsy, she's fucking dangerous. She said that you can do it by yourself and put your plants and let them grow. So which one was right at this point?
We were kind of both right, because the thing is that with the diaphragm, they come in different sizes. So you need to go to the GP and get your vagina measured and get the right type. So the first time it will be inserted by your GP, and then you will be taught how to use it. The thing is that you need to take it out just after having sex and insert it each time you are planning to have it. And it doesn't protect you against STDs. So it's not as the same as condoms.
Yeah, it's just a contraceptive. So it means that with the diaphragm, you don't get pregnant, but you can take any other disease. So please use condoms. We never tire to say that. So, Marianne, are you happy that you won?
No, I didn't win exactly, because I'd forgotten it does have to be measured and inserted by the GP. And it is very, very messy.
Yeah, it is. So what's next? Which one is the next one?
My favorite, the natural method.
Come on, it's not your favorite. It's the messy one. It's the more dangerous.
It is the Catholic one.
Oh, my God. Here she comes. I know you're Irish. Don't tell us, please. It's not Catholic, because they say every time you have sex, you need to make a child, so it's not Catholic, I'm sorry.
No, it is. It actually is. It was invented by two Australians.
Yeah, Catholic Australian and indigenous in 2000 years.
It does work if you're organized. I was never organized, and I had quite a few children.
I know that. That's why you have 11 children. So, you know what? Is it written on the Bible? Because I remember on the Bible it's written something like, every time you have sex, you need to make a child. Isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know what the male sperm count is like in Italy, but I'm sure it's not that good.
Anyway, you are the Catholic, no, me, I'm the atheist. So, anyway, let's go on. How does it work? These natural methods that I totally disagree with, because it doesn't save you from disease.
They won't save you from diseases, and they are very, very difficult to master, because they work by recognizing your fertile and infertile times. And so you need to plan when and when not to have sex. But the thing is that if you are stressed or if you are ill, the times might change, and you might need up to 6 months to get it right. There are different methods. There are the Knaus Ogino method, which involves calculating the period. The period in which the woman ovulates. The thing is that it's just one day where you ovulate, but the sperm can live inside the vagina for up to a week. So, you know, the times are considerably shorter.
Nice time to have all that those little worms in our utero. So what do you want to say about that, Marianne? I know you're dying for say something.
It is actually, if you're a married couple and you're not fucking around with other people, it actually does work very well.
Yeah, you got just 5 children.
If you're organized. The only thing was, I was on dieting tablets and did manage to get pregnant, because that changes the metabolism.
Because you were on
But tablets. Also you get, actually, to be quite honest, as a female, you get to know your body very well.
Yeah, but as I said, things can change because of stress or because of even environmental conditions. And so I don't think it's that reliable.
Anyway, you know what, guys?
Use How many condom. Catholics are there in the world?
Okay, if you look after the Mormons, maybe you're going to face trouble. They don't even know how many. It depends what kind of Mormons. Anyway, this is not a religion show. Let's talk about sex. I don't really like this natural way. You did. You had 5 children. So this is your problem. If you think it works, this is your problem.
Six?
Oh, I was missing one.
She lost one.
Okay, so it's time for having another song. It's 7:02, so maybe it's better to say why we call this program 5 a Day. It was Mary Han's idea. Tell us.
I thought it was a really good name. Well, you have 5 bits of fruit every day, so we have...
5 of everything.
5 of everything every day.
Is that just a double meaning? You can have 5 times sex, you can have 5 times something else. But the important thing is that you have 5 a day. Anyway, anything.
Oh, it keeps you healthy. Sex is very healthy.
For sure. You don't got hysterica, you don't need pelvic massage. So at this point...
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I do as well. I will do tonight. So at this point, we just need to say goodbye to our listener, to tell them that we're going to be back next Wednesday. No, we won't be back.
Sorry for the Italian.
Fuck off.
She said listener. It's listeners. There's not
you are Irish. Don't tell me how to speak.
What are you saying? I keep saying third.
Okay, third. You third Irish woman. Okay, let's go on. Next weekend, if we don't kill each other, we will be back with another weird story about sex and interesting issue with Doc Loveless. So say hello, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. That's not hello. That's goodbye.
Let's have the last song.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Belly.
Check my profile, check my page, check my social interface. I've got so many friends. Take a look, give me a poke on Facebook. Check my photos, check my blog. These are all my real thoughts. Sinking in a cyber fog. No, it's not about you.
No, it's not about you.